Today we're going to be talking about what we do when we gather. We've been involved in this, or in this series for a little while, looking at the importance of church, why we come to church, what we do when we are together at church, why God has given us this community to be a part of. We saw that when we come together, one of the things that happens as the people of God is that we sing, and this is a way for us to lift our voices to the Lord in praise as one body. We are encouraged in our hearts. We encourage one another through our voices lifted to the Lord. We also talked about how when we come together, it's an opportunity to come and pray, to enter into relationship with God and to build each other up. To encourage one another in the Lord as we support each other and walk alongside each other in this journey of faith that we're on. Today we're going to be looking at this idea of being gathered to learn, that when we come together, it's for a purpose, that we are engaging with God, learning and growing in Him. And knowing Him more. When we look at Acts 2:42, we see that in this early these early gatherings of the church, this was a major part of what happened. It says all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to pray. This apostles' teaching eventually was boiled down into what we have today as the Bible, the New Testament in particular. The New Testament contains their teaching, the things that they would share with their churches, with new believers. They wrote it down. And so we go to the Bible to hear from this teaching that was being listened to all the way back then when the church began. So that leads us kind of into our first point, and I'm going to do it similar to how we did it last week with prayer. First, this question of what do we learn together? When we come together, what do we learn together? There's a lot of different things that can be the focus of our attention. We can learn about how each other are doing. We can learn about certain ways to live, good principles, life principles that we want to focus on. But ultimately, when we come together in the church, it's different than trying to learn a broad range of things that we might in school. But it's about learning one particular thing. And that is the Bible. When we come together, Scripture should be at the center, should be the focus of what we are all about. That we come to know it more, to understand it more, to grow in it more, and to let it shape us. When we look at 2 Timothy 3:15 through 16, as Kathy read earlier, it says, "You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right." There's some pretty amazing things said about Scripture in this passage. One is that in Scripture, in the Bible that we have in our hands, is contained all that we need to know for salvation. If we want to know God, if we want to live with Him, if we want to live for Him, if we want to be saved, we can turn lots of different places, but ultimately the information that we need to know, the story that needs to be told, is the story that's told in Scripture. And so when we come together as the church, we want to hear this story over and over again. We want to learn from the story. We want to grow in this story. A story that shows us how we are supposed to not live and gives us an alternative understanding of how we should live. Lives not led by our natural inclinations, but by God. That means we come and we are continually reflecting on, continually processing through what Scripture says. We'll talk about it in just a second, but it's not just to know it, but it's to let it embed itself in our hearts so that it shapes us and guides us. When we look at Psalm 119, 105, we have this idea of Scripture, the Word of God, directing our steps, keeping us on the right path. It says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." Scripture is the source of truth, the source of life, the source of hope. And the reason why is not necessarily because of it in and of itself, but it's because it's in Scripture that we are pointed to Jesus. It's in Scripture that it's the Holy Spirit that uses Scripture to teach us and transform us. It's Scripture that is the kind of the mirror, or not the mirror, but the window to God's plan, God's purpose, God's existence and life in this world. And so we come to Scripture, not the latest and greatest, most interesting of things that are happening in our world today. But we come to Scripture first, so that it can shape our worldview and help us to see the world differently. In the Covenant Church, we have a statement of faith, and it's this, that we believe that the Bible, both Old and New Testaments, is the Word of God and the only perfect rule for faith, doctrine, and conduct. It shapes the way that we trust and hope in God. It shapes the way that we believe about God. It shapes the way that we live with and for God. It is at the center. And so why do we learn together is our next step. Why do we learn together? Why not just on our own? Why do we spend this time gathered to learn? Well, one of the reasons is that we learn together so that we can correctly understand what the Bible says. You know, when we are on our own, we can read a passage, we can understand Scripture, and we may look at it one way. But when we start to engage with other people, we realize that they may see it a little differently. They may see a different side of what we see. And it's together that we can start to get a fuller understanding of Scripture. When we read the Bible communally, when we listen to it as a body, we're best able to keep ourselves from going astray. This is an important part of why we study and learn at church. In 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul's talking to Timothy, but I think it makes sense for all of us. He says, "Work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive His approval. Be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly explains the word of truth." Ultimately, understanding the Bible isn't just for our sake, but it's for the sake of others. As we learn, we can teach. As we grow, we can help others grow. We need to know what Scripture says so that we are speaking truth. As we come together, as you listen to a sermon or as you do a Bible study, you are able to hear a perspective. You're able to take in something that you may not have thought before, but the opportunity is that we can then discuss as the body of Christ after the service or at other times during the week to hone our understanding of Scripture. There's another thing about why we read this way or why we learn together at church and why the Bible is so central. In Romans 12:2, it says, this, Paul says that we should not copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. So when we come to Scripture, when we come to learn in church, we come for to know Scripture well, to understand it correctly. But there's also two things shown here in Romans 12:2. One is that we come so that we can be transformed. You know, coming and learning about the Bible is so much more than about learning information. If you are a Christian for a long time, you may have lots and lots of information about the Bible, lots and lots of information about God. But Paul here is saying that information alone isn't enough, that the information is supposed to lead to transformation. It's supposed to shape your heart. It's supposed to shape the way you think, and so that you are being constantly transformed into the image of Christ. He says we do this by changing the way we think. Paul says in Philippians, whatever is good and noble and trustworthy and true, think on these things. This is what we're doing when we come to Scripture. We're filling our minds with the things of God, letting Him shape our thinking, letting Him develop us. Because we know that whatever information is coming in our minds the most is what's going to really be informing the way we live. If we let that be other things, if we only pick up the Bible every once in a while, then it's not going to have an impact on our lives, the kind of impact that God intended for it to have. It's not going to lead to a life that's growing towards Christ. It's going to just simply lead to a life that says, well, I am a Christian and I know certain things, but I don't know how to live it out. I don't know how to actually express that in my life. I don't know how to share that with other people. It leaves us immature. Paul talks about it being like babes who are still needing milk instead of solid food. We want to be transformed. But this passage in Romans also leads us to something else, that not only are we being transformed into new people by this changing of our thinking, but we're also growing in our understanding of who God is and our relationship with Him. It says that we, as we engage with Scripture, as our minds are transformed by His Word, that we are able to know God's will for us, His good and pleasing and perfect will. As we encounter Scripture together, as we study it together, as we listen to it together, as we grow in it together, we are growing in relationship with God. You can't be in relationship with someone you don't really know. You can't be in relationship with someone who just is someone far off that you may happen to know of but don't know. You can't be in relationship with people if you don't really know their stories, if you don't really know who they are, if you don't really know how they think. As we come to Scripture, God shows us more and more of Himself and teaches us His will and who He is so that we can grow in that relationship with Him. This is a critical component to Christianity. Christianity is not some social club. It's not something that we are simply trying to know the right things. It's knowing the right God. It's knowing the God of the universe who knows us and wants us to know Him. So if we avoid learning, if we avoid what He tells us about Himself, how will we ever truly be His followers? Next, when do we learn together? When do we learn together? And I think that probably the first ones you would say, oh, I know most of that. That's nothing new to me. And probably that would be the case with all of these. But I want to challenge you in terms of this idea of when. When do we learn as a body? When do we learn when we're gathered? because there's lots of different ways where learning can take place. One, I think, is obvious right here, that when a sermon is given, when the Word of God is preached, it's an opportunity to listen, to process what you're hearing, and to learn and grow. Bible studies are also an opportunity where you gather together around the Word, you open it up together, and you you discuss to understand. But I want to challenge you with a few other places when we gather together where we're able to learn. Areas where we oftentimes don't take as much advantage of. One of those areas is just simply in conversation with each other. When we are talking with each other, these are opportunities while we are gathered as the people of God to share what we're learning in Scripture, to share what we're learning about God through His work in our lives, to talk with each other about what you've heard in the sermon or what you've done in your studies. Because this is the time when we get to talk and start to reflect together on what God has said. It's through conversations that we can spur one another on. It's through conversations that we can encourage each other to learn more, and we can get excited to come back and share what we've learned after having a conversation maybe the week before. Oftentimes, I think conversations at church, and I'm this way too, just can tend to drift towards life. And that's not entirely bad. But if we miss out on talking with each other around God's Word or about God's Word, we miss out on an opportunity to learn. Another way that we learn is that when we're together, it gives us opportunity to practice the disciplines or the way of living that the Bible speaks about with one another. You think about the fruit of the Spirit. There's your family is a good place to do this. Maybe work is sometimes challenges you this way, but church is a great place to be practicing the fruit of the Spirit, practicing how to love people, to be gracious towards people, to be kind and patient and all these things with one another in a safe environment. It's an opportunity that you, if you are feeling like you don't know how to share your story of faith and you want to grow in your ability to share your faith with others, well, what better place to practice that than here with people who feel the same way and would love to hear your story, love to talk to you and let you practice on them. As you are working through what it means to live for Christ, we are given to one another so that we can help each other along the way. We won't be perfect in the things we do. We won't get it right all the time, but the church is supposed to be, anyway, a safe place where we can learn and grow together. Not only can we practice practice living our faith with each other, but as we observe one another living out faith, it's also an incredibly powerful opportunity to learn. I know that there are many that I can look back on from childhood that were examples to me in my church. People who prayed together, people who at the drop of a hat would go and serve others. People who showed compassion and hospitality and generosity. As I watched them, I got an understanding of what it means to live the Christian life, what it means to follow God. All these opportunities all around me. Not just in the sermon time, this isn't the only learning time, but our whole time together, we're learning and growing and developing as the followers of God. And so how do we make use of this time together as we learn together? Well, it doesn't just happen. It takes intention. It takes thought. First, you have to be on the lookout. You have to be coming with the mindset of that I'm going to learn something new today. And I think that the truth is that regardless of whether you've been a Christian your entire life or whether you have only been a Christian for a few days, when you come to church, there is always something new to learn. There will always be something new to learn when you come here. And so come with that mindset. Come ready to look for something. It might be something in the sermon. It might be something in the worship time. It might be something in a conversation you have. It might be something in what you observe in another person. It may be an opportunity that God is giving you to practice your faith. Any of these things are potential learning opportunities, and you don't want to miss them. To be intentional, though, we have to believe it's important. We have to believe that this is what church is for and about. For about our growth and our developments as followers of God. We have to come looking for more than just an interesting thought for the week. Come for more than just seeing friends. But to come to meet the Lord and to learn from Him. When you approach a sermon, when you approach a Bible study, I think our willingness to learn can somehow be reflected in how long after that sermon or that study we're thinking about what we've heard. When you come to church, when you learn something about God, do you continue to think about it on your way home? Can you still remember what the sermon was about or what you had studied that afternoon? Does it impact your life on Monday? Does it change the way you think, or is it something that just kind of goes in one ear and out the other? I know I've had plenty of Sundays where that's been the case for me, sitting in the pew. I hear, I think, oh, that's great. Interesting stuff. But then if you ask me on Monday what the sermon was about, if you ask me on Monday what I learned in church, I'd say, I can't even remember. When we begin to learn in church, we also have to continue to process it, to continue to reflect on it, to continue to let it work in us. And it can't do that if it's just something that is in one ear and out the other. But this is why we gather, among other things. To learn, to grow, to know the Lord of the universe, to work and process through what He has told us as His people so that we can be faithful to what He's called us to. So I just want to encourage you as you continue to think about why we gather, as you think about what it means to truly sing the way that we're meant to sing in church and the reasons why we do it, when you think about why we pray and all the opportunities that there are to pray and how it shapes us, when you think about how to learn rightly in church, I just encourage you to really think about how that begins to shape the way that you enter this building, to change your perspective as you come. On a Sunday morning, coming expecting God to do something in your life, expecting God to teach you something new, expecting God to show up, and not only show up for you, but to use you to encourage others, to speak into others, and to build them up. I think when we do this, all of a sudden, coming to church takes on a whole new life. A whole new meaning and purpose. And it's really the purpose that was there from the very beginning. Will you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you that you are constantly teaching us and that you have given us your word to go to and to grow in and understand. Lord, without your word, we really wouldn't know much of anything about how to be saved. We wouldn't know what you would have done for us. But oftentimes, Lord, we can just take it for granted. We can think we know what we need to know and just stop there. But Lord, we just pray that you would give us inquisitive minds, that you would give us minds that are continually learning, that we would be lifelong learners when it comes to you, and that you would help us to commit to focusing more and more on our own growth as we learn together as your people. So we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.